Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Major Barry Corbett, who is the Greater Baltimore Area Commander for the Salvation Army of Maryland. And Major Corbett is here this morning to talk to us about the Salvation Army and all the various great ministries that they do in our area. So, Major Corbett or Barry?
Barry's fine.
Great.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. We always appreciate putting the word out about the Salvation Army.
Right. Well, thank you for coming. Now, there must be some who haven't heard of you, but I know that of those that have heard of the Salvation Army, I'm sure they have a different idea, perhaps, of the reality. So could you please tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army?
Well, the Salvation Army started in England in 1861 or so by a man named William Booth. He was an evangelist with the Methodist Church, a group called Methodist New Connection. They wanted to keep William sort of confined to one place, and William wanted to branch out and speak to people on the streets and things like that. So he went to the east side of London and started an evangelistic ministry, and from those roots, the Salvation Army grew.
Right. And I know that in some ways the Salvation Army is still true to the Reverend Booth's roots.
Absolutely. Everything we do is predicated upon what his original mission was, and that is to serve the needs of a suffering humanity in the name of Christ, honestly. And we still try to do that, still function along the same lines as he did. First of all, concern for the souls of people, but our avenue to reach that point is to make sure that we take care of, if someone's hungry, we feed them. If they need a place to stay, we'll give them a place to stay. And at that point, they're a little bit more receptive to understanding the things that we want to say about God. But the best way for us to illustrate that is to do exactly what Christ would do, and that is to help someone at their point of need.
Yeah, well, the Salvation Army does a great job at it. Could you give us a little bit, please, about your background and responsibilities? Please.
I was born in Tennessee, actually, and grew up in the Salvation Army Church. My mother lived right across the street from the Salvation Army Corps in North Nashville. And she grew up involved in it, and then my brother and I were born, we from 2 weeks old went to the Salvation Army Corps where she went, and my life I could have taken whatever direction I wanted to, but felt a calling to this type of work, and was very familiar with how the Salvation Army functioned, and so just naturally took that direction. My wife's parents, we met at a little school in Kentucky called Asbury College, and my wife's parents were Salvation Army officers, just like me. And we decided to get married and follow this track and became officers ourselves. Love every second of it.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you're currently the commander, the Greater Baltimore Area Commander for the Salvation Army of Maryland. How is the Salvation Army organized?
It's somewhat complicated, not for us, but for the outsiders, yeah, it is. Salvation Army has an international headquarters in London, England, under the direction of the General of the Salvation Army. We have one general who is the international head of everything that we do. And then from there, the Army is divided up into territories all around the world. We happen to be in the southern territory of the United States. The United States has four territories, and then those territories are divided into divisions. Of which Baltimore is a part of the Maryland West Virginia Division. We cover two states, and my particular responsibility is Baltimore proper.
And I know that within the Baltimore area, you're doing a lot of different things. I guess what people are most familiar is the Goodwill stores,
right?
Probably the Goodwill stores,
right?
And the I guess until last winter, the Bell Ringers by Giant.
Right. We're seen in the public eye, those two things you just mentioned. Of course, Christmas and our kettle work. And we're all over the city in November and December and all different kinds of stores and locations.
Right.
And that's a chance where we have to raise a lot of the money that we need for our budget for the coming year. And also to take care of our Christmas program, which is a high-demand program, our Angel Tree program here in the city. Our family stores are actually operated by an entity in the Salvation Army called the Adult Rehabilitation Center, where men with alcohol or drug dependency issues can go and stay there. Part of their work therapy is actually taking in the donations from the public, refurbishing things, putting them in the stores, and then the money that is raised in those stores goes back into the program itself.
Boy, that's wonderful.
You know, so it is a wonderful program,
we're
quite proud to be associated with it and very effective.
Yeah, I know. How many folks have been helped through that program over the years?
Oh, gee, that would be a very high number. The current resident number is about 110, I think, and we generally keep about 110 men in the program at a time. And they're the guys that you see driving the trucks and picking up furniture at your house. And
so it's got to be thousands just in the Baltimore area.
Oh, sure. Over the years, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, thousands of men have gone through the program, and it's very effective in what it does. One of the things that has to happen is if you have addiction issues, you need to stay busy and occupied and have things to do, and the program's very good at that. It keeps them hopping. And they have counseling while they're there, and all of the addiction classes and spiritual nourishment that they need. So it's a very good program.
Do many of the folks go to other jobs in the Salvation Army system?
Occasionally, they do. Some would stay in the program and take a job there, actually working on the staff at the ARC, or maybe branch out into some other areas of the Salvation Army. It just depends on their skills and ambitions.
Great. And I know that the Salvation Army has an excellent percentage program as opposed to administrative costs.
Right. The general number that you see floating around is about 83 cents of every dollar is used for direct service. And that fluctuates somewhat. I mean, in Baltimore, it would go from 79 cents to probably 87 cents, depending on the program.
Right.
And the economy, of course, which is always an issue these days. We do our best to stay very efficient with the funds that are entrusted to us by the public. We are funded here in Baltimore, of course, through the generosity of the general public. And as well, we have some grants that come from the government. The city of Baltimore actually funds some of our beds and our Booth House shelter downtown. We receive some block grant funding for some emergency shelter services. And we receive grants for our Boys and Girls Club activities here in the city. So ultimately, and from the United Way, of course, the United Way is very supportive of us. And so ultimately, all of what we do is funded by the very generous benevolence of the greater Baltimore community. And we're very appreciative of that.
Yeah, and you've mentioned a lot of different things that the Salvation Army does that probably people aren't aware of.
Well,
the sheltering. Right. The sheltering and the training activities?
We have downtown, we have a shelter called the Booth House. We have about 80 beds there, emergency and transitional housing.
I wonder how many people come up to you and say, is this John Wilkes Booth?
Well, it's named after, of course, our founder, William Booth. We mentioned earlier in the interview.
Right, of course.
And it may be one of the better kept secrets in town. It's a referral-only shelter, so you wouldn't be able to just come to the door and just stay overnight. We work with other agencies and organizations in town and take referrals for people who need a shelter on an short-term emergency basis or some longer transitional types of things.
How can somebody find out some more information about the Salvation Army?
I'll tell you the easiest way to do it these days, it's a high-tech world and computers. If you go to Google, search the Salvation Army Baltimore. The Baltimore Area Command website will pop up. We're also on Facebook, Salvation Army Baltimore Area Command. And, of course, you can call our office and talk to us there, and we'll be able to give you all the information that you need. The numbers are in the book. I can give them to you now.
Please.
It's 410-783-2000. 2920. And you just give us a call, and our receptionist will put you in touch with the right person to answer your question.
Great. Wonderful. That's 410-783-2920.
That's it.
Or just Google or search.
Salvation Army Baltimore Area Command are your keywords, and everything that you need will come up on our website.
Great, great, great. I know that with all the work that you do in this area, you're probably one of the best people for me to ask, what is the state of Baltimore now? How are we doing in terms of the recession?
I think from my chair, what I see, and one of my primary jobs here in town is fundraising.
Right.
I think the economy on a large investment scale may be recovering. For folks like you and me, it's a little slower coming. We see that our donation numbers, our contribution numbers are down, and our service numbers, or at least requests for services, are up. So we find ourselves in a bit of a predicament right now, as any nonprofit would, I think. The dollars are harder to come by. Folks are holding on to their money with a little more caution than they did before, and I don't blame them, frankly, because I'm doing the exact same thing. And we see, from our point of view, a very, very, very slow recovery. As a matter of fact, looking and trying to make some plans as we speak to take into account what we think may be our losses for next year and adjusting the budget as we go, making revisions constantly. Money that used to be there, even from foundations, is no longer available. So
makes it tough.
It's a tough balance these days.
Yeah, it makes it tough, which leads us very naturally into my next question is, What can our listeners do to help?
Well, of course, the easy answer is to say, well, we always need money, but we do. It costs the Salvation Army about $7.5 million a year in Baltimore to operate our programs. Right now, we are running in a bit of a deficit. We're not alone in that. There are a lot of social service agencies and organizations in town that are also running deficit numbers right now. So financial support is always, always welcome. There are a lot of different ways you can do that, not the least of which is online contribution now.
Wonderful.
Which is very easy. Younger generation really kind of likes that. And so, again, you can be directed on our website of where to go for that. There are volunteer opportunities available, of course, in any of our programs. One of the things that we do every night here, with the exception of Sunday evening, is our canteen goes around town and feeds the homeless population. We call it the Feed More program. Contributions toward that program are also very helpful to help us keep buying food, to keep the food flowing.
Right. It's a great program.
And some volunteer opportunities with that. Of course, Christmas is coming around. We would like to man as many of those kettle sites as we can, so volunteers there would be very helpful. Also, we have toy distribution and angel tree gift distribution program at Christmas time where we'll need some volunteers to help us sort those things out. So a lot of volunteer opportunities.
Sounds like whatever somebody wants to do, there's a hole for them to fill.
I think we could find a slot for sure.
That's great. And to volunteer, they should?
Should call the number or get on the website and follow the links, you'll be put in touch with whichever department you need to talk to for whatever program you're interested in.
Great, great. Unfortunately, Barry, that's all we have time for. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the Salvation Army?
Okay, online, it's Baltimore Salvation Army Baltimore Area Command. You'll go to the website there. On Facebook, it's also the Salvation Army Baltimore Area Command. And our office phone number is 410-783-2920.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Major Barry Corbett, who's the Greater Baltimore Area Commander for the Salvation Army of Maryland, for being our guest today. Thank you, Barry. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.